Waves crashing against the shore, lightning strikes shatter the array of clouds above as the growl of thunder slowly grows closer and closer. Suddenly, the calm is restored. The eerie quiet traces the shoreline into the morning light. The sun's early glow reveals years of wreckage left behind by damaged ships that were presumably driven onshore by the storm. The light seems to assuage this damage by providing a sense of ease and safety. The colors of the seashore have somewhat of a tranquilizing effect when juxtaposed with the clouds rolling out of the scene. The morning after provides a certain sense of unsettling calmness to the observer, which makes me curious as to why it occurs. This composure drew me in and questioned the peace in my own life. Perhaps the phrase calm before the storm is also applicable after the storm passes. In my opinion, the damage done to the ships has already occurred. The worst part is already over. However, if the grueling part is over, why would the artist feel the need to dig up these several century-old ships? Have researchers found ships such as these along seashores in the past which inspired the artist to produce such a painting? This theory is possible considering the location and types of ships illustrated. Thomas Moran was born and raised in Lancashire, England in 1837 and moved to Philadelphia around 1853 when his parents were forced out of their jobs due to industrialization. At the age of 16, Thomas became an apprentice for a wood engraving firm, which greatly increased his interest in art. He began sketching and photographing the Great Lakes and Yellowstone National Park. In fact, two of his most famous paintings, the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone and the Chasm of Colorado, were painted on his trip to Yellowstone. Towards the end of the 1880s, Thomas and his wife Mary settled in East Hampton in Long Island, New York, which most likely inspired this painting. The morning after is more than just an oil on canvas, and like many paintings, can be interpreted many different ways in the eyes of each observer. This has been Emma Howard with another Bulldog Podcast.